Another Global Justice agent got in again? What, did your expensive-ass security, that I stole for you, by the way, not manage to keep out even one of their grunts? Dr. D, we are trying to commit a heist, not play games with a computer system. You need to focus. We need to interrogate the agent and see how the hell they got in here. Do you want Global Justice and their Cyclops director to come looking? Do you want our plans to be stopped before they even start? I know Possible and her idiot might show up, but that's why we need to get the information now. Look, why don't you just let me handle this? Just go and drink your Cocoa Moo and shut up. I'm twice the villain he is, with even more experience, and yet here I am working for him. I could quit, cash in my hauls from past heists, being on a beach somewhere, surrounded by hot men, gorgeous women, and attractive people all over catering to my every whim. But no. Oh, it's you that got in. Figures. You got lost the last time you came here. What, did you use that opportunity to map out the place to find a way in? I knew it. I keep telling that blue moron we need to move to a better island, or at least get better security. But no, it's all, I'm the boss, Shigo, do as I say! Well, in any case, this interrogation just got a whole lot more fun. I think I know why you got caught so easily. Don't be all defensive, kitten. I did my research after your last visit. You're one of Global Justice's top agents. You've actually put quite a few of my work friends behind bars. I'm kind of impressed. But you are also known for something. Your stealth. Now, you're a spy. And you got caught easily in a D-list supervillain's lair. And are now tied to a chair. Why is that, hmm? Was it because our last little encounter left you wanting more? Don't try and deny it. Last time I caught you and we ended up getting heated, you were begging me for more. You're redder than a tomato. Didn't want me to mention how last time, in a hidden room not far from where Draken was fighting Kim Possible and Stoppable, I was fucking your brains out? Oh, don't be so grumpy. Frowning doesn't suit you. Now, you being pressed up against the wall face first, while I use my hands to get you off, your face scrunched up in pleasure as you made a mess all over me. Now that suits you very nicely. You know what? Fuck the interrogation. That trip down memory lane got me so wet. Let me just get closer. I'll let you go. Just stay still for a moment while I do this. There we go. Why didn't I do your hands? Oh, sweetie, I'm not letting you go entirely. Not just yet. See, the thing is, you owe me for last time. I gave you a leg-shaking, brain-shutting-down orgasm last night, and I had to cover your mouth while I did it so no one could hear us. No such problem now. Well, at least not yet. You are going to get down on your knees like a good pet, and you're going to eat me out. I know you want to, so don't hold back, because I want to fucking come. You look good like that. Nervous, filled with anticipation, and oh so willing to give me exactly what I want. And with your hands bound, you can't touch yourself or me. You'll just be here on your knees, making that smart mouth of yours useful. How are you going to eat me out with my suit on? Oh, that's a very easy fix. I don't have time to take this off. Besides, I have a million of these things in my room. Now that that's out of the way, be a good kitten and eat me. Fuck, that's good. Keep circling my clit with your tongue. Jesus Christ. Why am I not being louder? Because, cutie. Well, this feels good. It's not amazing. I think you need to earn my orgasm. You want to please me, right? So try harder. Oh, fucking hell. Yes, baby, that's it. Don't fucking stop. I'm going to ride your face. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you need to breathe, nudge me, okay? Don't look at me like that. I'm a villain, not a monster. I like my partners to actually enjoy playing with me. What was that? I'm going soft? Get your fucking face in my pussy and shut the fuck up. Oh. Oh, that's a good kitten. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, my legs are shaking. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Oh. 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 Oh yeah. Fuck. Oh fuck. Good girl. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, make me come. Oh. 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 Oh, for be good for me and make me come. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Your talents are absolutely wasted at that stupid agency. You should quit and come work here. You'll probably get better pay. And we can have all the fun we want. Yay, worth a shot, right? Also, what's with that face? You want to come? But why would I do that? I think we're even. I made you come last time you were here, and now you made me come. I don't see why I have to give you anything else. Are you seriously trying the puppy dog pout? Really? I am evil. Have I made myself clear? Good. Now, I'll have a little pity on you, if only because that look really is pathetic. Convince me to do so, and I'll get you off. But you have to beg. Tell me exactly how much you want this, that you're my kitten, and your pleasure is mine to control. Feel free to improvise any other pleading. Amuse me. Oh, fucking hell, that was some begging, Cupcake. And that squirming, trying so hard to break out of your bonds, goddamn, you are precious. You know what's really funny to me? You're a secret agent, and the ropes in your wrist aren't that tight. You could very likely get out of them easily, so why haven't you? Is it because you were waiting for me to give you permission? Or for me to take them off for you? Oh, you're so good for me. I'll let you out of them, just for being this so good. But not yet. First, let me do this. I know, I know. You were tied to this earlier, and you want all your ropes off, but trust me on this. You're gonna like what I'm about to do. So sit still and watch. See? Told you. Man, your face right now. I wish I could take a picture. Your eyes wide open, face scarlet red. Mouth agape, priceless. But let me be clear. You tell anyone I did that? You get a hole blasted through your chest. Got it? Okay, now, let me reward you for all that lovely begging. Just gonna quickly take these off in this cute underwear. You're awfully adorable for such a badass global justice agent. There. Although, teasing does have some benefits, let me leave you with some reminders of our little playtime. That's right, keep squirming. I can see how excited it makes you too. You're practically dripping. Mind if I taste you, pumpkin? Wow, you didn't even hesitate. So adorably pathetic. You don't have to tell me twice. Bucking your hips already? So needy. Give me more. Buck those hips as much as you want. What did you say? Oh, right, your bonds. By all means, cutie, break free of them if you can. If not, I'll fry them off. I knew you could get out of them the whole time. Such a smart ass. All right, pumpkin. Feel free to use your hands how you want. Run your hands through my hair if you like. You want me to pull my hair and hold my head to ride my face like I did with you? Oh, I knew you weren't such a goody-goody. Okay, I give you permission to do that. But just this once. I'll be far less generous next time we have our little rendezvous. So rough. I like it. What else you got, cupcake? God damn, this is hot. You taste so fucking good, too. I really could get addicted to this. You don't got your hopes up. I top you, not the other way around. This is just a reward for being good. So wipe that smirk off your face. Close, baby? I can feel it. Your whole body is tensing up. Good. Give me all of your cum. I still control your pleasure. So I'm giving you my permission. Come for me. Oh, yeah. Good girl. Wow, I've never seen that side of you. Is that how you are when you aren't totally flustered by me? You need to do that more often. It was hot as fuck. Seriously, give some thought to quitting Global Justice and working with Draken. He's a fucking moron, and losing to Kimmy is its own form of embarrassment. But it would be nice to have a cutie like you here to help me unwind from the stress. Think about it. Ugh, well, it looks like your friends are here, and knowing them, they probably bought Possible and her sidekick with them. Can't let them find me like this, though. I'm gonna change into a new suit. Crotchless clothing is fun for sex, but not so much when you're trying to be a badass supervillain. And just to be extra mean, got your pants. I'll leave you your underwear, though. I'm not entirely cruel. Have fun explaining to your crew where your pants went. Later, cupcake. See you the next time you decide to break in.